The name of the patient, this is Dr. Olivero dictated for December the 6th, 2022. The name, the first patient, Virginia Bennett. The last name is B-E-N-N-E-T-T. First name, Virginia. This is the clinical case of an 88-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A, period. The laboratory workup that we ordered was combined with the order given by the rheumatologist that follows the patient for the rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis in Winter Haven. And according to the letter that the rheumatologist sent to the patient, the serum creatinine remains to be 1.1 milligram percent, and the estimated GFR is above 45 mLs per minute, period. There was no activity in the urinary sediment and no evidence of proteinuria. Period. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure log that the patient brought to the office is consistent with the blood pressure that is under control most of the time. Three, the patient has a hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin. Period. We noticed that the patient gained 7 pounds of body weight. She might think that it's related to fluid, but it is my impression that it's a combination of body mass and some fluid, period. The patient was counseled about the fluid restriction and the low sodium diet. We don't want more than 40 ounces of fluid in 24 hours and a low sodium intake, and stay away from a processed food, period. Plant-based diet recommended. Following number diabetes mellitus that is followed by the primary care. Following number hypothyroidism that is on replacement therapy. I don't have the levels of the TSH, T3 or T4. Following number osteoporosis that is treated with Prolia. Following number atrial fibrillation, status post six sinus syndrome. The patient has a permanent pacemaker that is followed by the cardiologist. The patient continues to take Xarelto. Following number, the patient has a gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with famotidine. We are going to reevaluate the case in March of 2023. Orders for laboratory workup were given, and the patient was stressed about the need for us to get exactly what we ordered in order to make sense of our follow-up completely. Paragraph, we invested 3 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.